Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. A pleasure to welcome in Tyler Beede. Always a name that we like to say and we always like to run into him. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. Great to see you here in Arizona. A pleasure to catch up again with you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, and you're doing well here in Pittsburgh. Let's talk about performance so far.
Yeah, it's gone well. You know, I've sort of transitioned into a bullpen role coming here just as I started in San Fran, being out of the pen. Last few weeks getting a few kind of starts, openers, however you want to call them, and it's been fun to just kind of transition over here, have a consistent role, throwing well, which has been great, and just trying to get better each time I go out there, learn something new, implement it, and try to continue to develop.
The play of being in San Francisco and just playing there and all the excitement around you, what was that like?
I mean, the fan base was always very supportive of me, my family, and my time in San Francisco, albeit rather short in a sense, you know, 2019 really being the bulk of my time there, at least up in the big leagues. Obviously, you know, being drafted in 2014 and being a part of a group of guys that I sort of got to come up with, like the likes of Logan Webb and Tyler Rogers, and just a tremendous group of guys. And then the transition from Bochy over to Kapler and the new staff and new regime with Farhan was exceptional, and they were great people, treated me and my family with nothing but respect and support, especially going through some tough times, not only with injury but through family stuff as well. And so I just have nothing but an appreciation and gratitude to the organization and to the fan base and obviously the guys that I played with. So it was a special time there, tough to say goodbye, but you know, new chapter for all of us for sure.
Boy, Tyler Beede with us. How did you find out about the trade from you to Pittsburgh?
Well, just part of the roster orientation at the time, going from 28 to 26 guys, knowing that I was more of a disposable piece there in the bullpen at that time. And so I just kind of knew it was sort of maybe a move that was going to be made. And then, just kind of transitioning over to Pittsburgh, seeing some familiar faces, guys who were fellow Giants teammates back in the day, Stratton, Anthony Bonda, Quintana, a lot of guys who had been in Giants uniforms at least. And so it was good to transition and see some familiar faces and, really move from the West Coast to the East Coast in a sense, really be closer to home, which was good on the family, and start the new phase of my career.
Well, as I said, you're having a lot of success now, and it's great to watch you. You see those two innings, three innings, whatever it is, with a lot of zeros up there, which is nice to see. How are you pitching? What's different about you?
Well, as soon as I got over here, I started to implement a few new pitches of the repertoire. One that I threw, the slider I threw in 2019 with San Fran, and then the two-seamer, which has really been the newest pitch for me. Effective, just it's better performing than my four-seamer. And then, you know, my changeup's always been my bread and butter, so a pitch that I continue to rely upon that sequences well off the new slider and the new two-seam. And then last night, with a lefty-predominant lineup, really leaning on my curveball a little bit heavier, using that more than I have before. So it's a new repertoire for me, and it's played, obviously, been very effective for me, and one that I'll continue to learn to use and sequence better as I continue to pitch.
You know, it was always in there. In fact, the last game you pitched, I think, before you got hurt, I remember, wow, the guy's got a slider. He's striking people out. I said, here he comes, and then you got hurt.
Yeah, you know, obviously there's never a great time to get injured, you know, and it came at a tough time, obviously, when I felt like I was throwing better than I ever have going into camp in 2020. And obviously COVID happened, and there were some things that were going on in the world. And so, you know, just getting the surgery when I felt like it was inevitable, and going through the rehab process was tough but necessary and something that a lot of pitchers go through. And unfortunately just didn't come back as quick as, you know, obviously I would have liked and everybody else would have liked. And didn't show the same Tyler Beede at the time that I was throwing before I got hurt. And so, you know, part of the process takes some guys a few years, took me a few years, and I'm just thankful that I'm back feeling healthy, and then pitching better than I ever have before too.
Well, how old are you now?
I'm 29 now, so I'm getting up there, you know, and but I still feel like I have my better years ahead of me, and I'm thankful that the Pirates, you know, see that potential in me, and I continue to see that myself, so I'm excited about the years to come.
Well, nice talking with Tyler Beede. All right, so you live in Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh area. What is that like compared to San Francisco?
It's awesome, man. I, you know, obviously thoroughly enjoyed living in San Fran and being in the Bay. The weather was awesome. The people were great. Pittsburgh's obviously a little bit different. I live a little bit outside the city with actually an old familiar Giant, Derek Law. He's got a house in Pittsburgh. That's where he grew up, so I live at his house. He's still obviously playing. So that's been good to be closer to him and his family and be by the East Coast. It's a great city, blue-collar folks, and closer to my family, so it's nice to see a lot of more of the familiar faces that I grew up with over by the ballpark in PNC Park.
Yeah, no, Derek Law, Miami-Dade Junior College. We talked many years about it. That's where I grew up, in the city of Miami Beach, Miami Beach as well. All right, so now you're with the Pirates. You may pitch against Logan Webb on Saturday. How about that?
That would be awesome. I didn't really look out that far. I know Woody pitched last night, and so, you know, one of those things where if it lines up to be me versus Webby, I'm sure we'll have an exchange of words, something pregame. I'm a huge Logan Webb fan. Obviously, a huge fan of a lot of those guys over there. Glad that we're not in that division and have to face them a good chunk, but excited to make it back to the Bay Area, see those guys in a few days. It's going to be a fun series.
You know, if you do get on the mound, which I think you will, you're going to get a big ovation. You know that.
I don't know about a big ovation. Maybe a few claps, which obviously I'll be tremendously grateful for, and I'll soak it in as much as I can, and look forward to competing against them if I get the opportunity.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. All right, now, Tyler Beattie with us. Tell us about the Pittsburgh team. There's an exciting player, O'Neill Cruz, but Jack Sawinski went deep three times against the Giants the last time. There's some players who can do damage here, not scoring a lot of runs, but tell me about the team.
Yeah, it is a group of young, promising, talented guys. Cruzy sort of leading the charge on that front. Sawinski still doing a really good job in AAA. Excited to see him back up here. There's a lot of guys. Sherrington's done a great job of putting together a great group of young, talented guys via trades and then via the draft as well and developing them well in the organization. So we're excited about the years to come, but obviously excited about how these guys are performing and developing and going through some of the growing pains naturally that you see from young guys. And sure, the offense has taken a little bit of time to click. You see spurts of it, and it's special when you see it. And so, you know, obviously me desiring to be a part of this team for years to come, seeing these guys continue to grow, they're going to be the guys who help us get back to the postseason and put together a winning product. So we like to just continue to encourage those guys to be themselves, and it's fun to see them have success, you know, at the big league level.
Well, I like O'Neill Cruz. Come on, 6'7" at short. You turn around, what do you think when you see that guy?
I'll tell you what, anytime the ball's hit to the left side, obviously Key Bryan at third, and then O'Neill, he throws it harder across the diamond than I do, right? Exactly. And so it's special. He's a gifted player. He's got a cool, calm, and collected demeanor, good heartbeat out there. And so, yeah, he's going to be a guy who's one of the best players in the league in a few years, for years to come. And so I'm excited that he's on our team, and I don't have to face him, that's for sure.
Will Crow has been outstanding in the bullpen. Last year he gave up home runs by the bushel. You know, this year no home runs. And he's sort of taken over for Bednar, who's been on the DL. And, of course, we know him through his brother as well. What about Will Crow?
Yeah, Crow's done a great job in the bullpen. He's really taken on this new role. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, he was throwing some more bulk innings, two-plus inning guy. And he's come to be one of our more reliable back-end guys in high-leverage situations, like you said. Betty kind of being on the aisle right now. Crow takes that closer role and is really dominated. You know, he's a guy who he's very confident in his stuff and abilities, rightfully so. He's a talented guy. He can mix 3 to 4 pitches in the zone and be very effective and have swing and miss stuff. And so, obviously, when he takes the ball, we feel very confident in his stuff just as he does. And him and Betty were sort of doing the 1-2 punch there for a while. And it's a special group when we're all together, healthy, and playing effectively, as we've shown against the likes of the Dodgers and Padres. We've played great baseball against great baseball teams, and so we know that we have the talent, and Crow's a guy who we'll rely on in the bullpen for years to come, too.
What about the center fielder, Reynolds? Come on, he's a former Giant first-round pick. I remember talking to him at Oracle Park.
Yeah, it's great to be back with Reynolds. You know, we played together at Vandy during our World Series run, just as our catcher, Jason DeLay, was there, and obviously, when he was drafted by the Giants, I knew that was a steal for them to get him in the second round. I think that was obviously our first pick that year. And bummed to see him get traded when McCutchen came over. It was a necessary move, but he's a special talent. He's proven that here in Pittsburgh. A guy that I love having behind me in the outfield, and a special talent at the plate, too. And fun to get back and just get reunited with Brian, too.
Have you seen Bum?
I've seen Bum, yeah. I saw him when they came to Pittsburgh, and I talked to him a little bit yesterday. He's doing great. You know, he's same old Bum in a way, but he's changed in a lot of ways too. I've been happy to see him have another, you know, bounce back season in a way. See him be successful to kind of get back onto being an old Bum, and I'm happy for him. Obviously, I know the Giants don't like to face Bumgarner all the time when he's on his A game, but it's cool to see him doing well. Always pull for him. He was a great teammate to be around and a special guy. So yeah, good to see.
It's great to see you, Tyler Beede. Or if you had a message for the fans in San Francisco, what would it be?
Well, thanks for all the years of support, hanging in with me when I had some tough times and went through the rehab. They continued to encourage me through, and then as I departed, they wished me well on my way out of San Fran into Pittsburgh, and looking forward to seeing them, crossing paths with them over the 3-day weekend in San Fran, and hope to see some familiar faces, say hello to them, and get to thank them in person. But if I can't thank you in person, thank you for all the support.
Well, you're going to see the team in the batter's box, I'll tell you that, and this is going to be interesting.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
To keep it short and simple, I can't wait.
All right, Tyler, great to have you on the show as always. A pleasure. Good luck. It's great to see you turn the corner. It was always in there, but when you get hurt, sometimes it takes a little while for it to come back. So good to see you.
You too, Marty. I appreciate you, man. Great to see you again.
All right, that's Tyler Beede. More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.